Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
We did it!
I don't want to be raining on your parade.
Yeah.
But I gotta tell you, that was some of the dumbest driving I have ever seen in my life.
Thank you.
And I know you won the race. You're not gonna live forever.
I'm not stupid, Lucius. No one lives forever. No one. But with advances in modern science, my high level income, I mean, it's not crazy to think I can't live to be 245, maybe 300. Heck, I just read in the newspaper they put a pig heart in some guy from Russia. You know what? I mean, do you know what that means?
No, I don't know what that means. I guess longer life.
Well, no, he didn't live.
Oh, he didn't live?
No.
Oh.
It's just exciting that we're trying things like that.
Yeah.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Well, good morning, West Texans, and all you good, fine, friendly folks out there who wish you were. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Take you till 1 o'clock today in the Arctic Air Studios. We'll turn morning into afternoon with you fine folks listening in San Angelo on ESPN 960 here in the Hubaplex Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports. You could already be texting in right now. I'm shocked that more of you aren't, although some of you have. 806-855-3712. It's Bandwagon Wednesday. Listener created some of our best bits on this program over the last few years. Listener created, listener generated. You quite frankly tell us the bandwagons you're on, the bandwagons you're off. It could be as easy as saying, you know, I'm on the bandwagon for the new Dr. Pepper flavor, strawberries and cream. Because we all woke up at some point in the last 2 years and said, man, I'd drink more Dr. Pepper if it tasted like strawberries and cream. Perhaps you're on that bandwagon. I think they've just released it. We do have Tech basketball tonight. We've got Super Bowl hype to look at. And Dennis Dodd gives us another dose of the brilliance of the Pac-12 and their latest plan for survival with George Klyavkov. The revolution will be streamed, not televised. Okay, all of that today. Plus, whatever else is on your mind, 806-855-3712. You listen on the apps. That's awesome. Download it from KKM.com if you don't have it for Talk 103.9. Because when you get that, you turn on the notifications. Then you find out cool stuff you didn't know about it. Hence the term notifications. You can follow the station on Twitter at Talk 103.9. Me, I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. The show never ends. We come back in the evening with a daily broadcast, usually around 6:30-ish or so, summing up the day with you. If you miss anything we do, go to the website, theraiderland.com. You can see everything we generate over there. He's Rob Bro, one-third of the Gambling Gauchos. He's the full-on host of the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2, Monday through Friday here on Talk 103.9. He is also King of Hat O the Day. He pulses the people. He does what is necessary. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday.
Finally. We get so used to these little, you know, big Mondays or Tuesday games or whatever, and you get a old-fashioned Saturday, Wednesday. I feel like we've been waiting forever since Lady Raiders and the Tech Men finished up over the weekend. But now we don't have to wait any longer. A trip to wonderful Stillwater, Oklahoma for the Red Raiders, where we were talking earlier. I knew that they'd struggled there. I knew the record wasn't great there at Gallagher-Iba.
Right.
It's really bad.
It is.
It's 5-26 all time for Texas Tech in Stillwater.
Yeah, that's not good.
We talk about Fog Allen and some tough places to play, and you didn't win it in Austin for 20 some odd years, and some of the years were even. But man, you don't often hear, you know, Tech people talking about, man, the death trap that is Gallagher-Iba. By the way, Oklahoma State's won 4 of the last 5 in this meeting. They're 6-point favorites tonight.
Yeah, they've been good.
And you, of course, get to catch them right after they're probably feeling pretty salty taking care of a TCU team over the weekend. Now, TCU's injured right now. And, in fact, they are dogs again tonight. Where are they? Are they at West Virginia?
Last night.
That was last night. Pardon me. Iowa State. Iowa State at West Virginia tonight. Pardon me on that. So they're still moderately beat up. Yeah, you catch an Oklahoma State team that's feeling pretty good. You can give us the score predictions on that tonight, although we will weave that into our Super Bowl hype question today. Here's the question of the day. If you're wanting to text in on your bandwagons, the ones you're on, the ones you're off, 806-855-3712. Okay, so last night we see LeBron James become what do you get, like sanctified or something? Something really amazing that they stopped the game with 10 seconds left in the third quarter after he breaks the scoring mark and he stopped the game for 10 minutes. The debate rages on, you know, LeBron, Michael, Bill Russell, greatest players of all time. We saw Tom Brady finally walk away from the NFL last week. With that as the backdrop, give us the greatest team sports player of all time. The greatest goat of the goats. Now, obviously, to do this, you've kind of got to flesh out who you think the greatest player is in NBA, NFL, hockey, Major League Baseball, bocce ball, team tennis, high lie, soccer, cricket. Oh, you get the idea. It's in the word here is team. Team sports.
Right.
I didn't just say the big four. I said team sports.
All of them.
If it takes a team to do it, who would you consider the greatest? I'll ask the chair for a ruling right now. Okay. Is NASCAR a team sport? Because you have a pit crew, you have a coach in the crew chief. Obviously, you got ownership, but you do have. There's only one guy driving, but there's a slew of other people that are making that work. Unlike, say, golf, where it's just the golfer. All of my caddy friends, all of my caddy friends getting upset there. Is NASCAR a team sport or not?
I think so. You have a pit crew.
I lean to it.
They discuss.
Yeah. So then we start talking about guys like Jimmy Johnson, if that's a team sport. Richard Petty, Dale Earnhardt Sr., Red Byron.
I think NASCAR is more of a team sport than golf.
Agreed. I mean, if you've only got one other guy, that's doubles. That's not a team. Like, I know tennis players, they have their coaches, they have their trainers.
Right.
And they like to talk about their team. But that's, just a usage of war. I for one, say I think we know what a team is when we see it, and today we'll proceed that way.
Are NASCAR drivers athletes is the question.
Yeah, they are. Highly athletic. A lot of them these days are. Now, back in the old days, not so much. All right, so greatest team sports player of all time. Who would you give us on that? Bandwagon Wednesday, the one you're on, the one you're off. We can get your Tech basketball predictions as we go through today. Here's the Super Bowl hype question. The bigger winning margin will be in which of these two games? The Super Bowl, Sunday, in case you didn't know. We've researched that. It'll be Sunday. Philadelphia, 1.5 points, the spread right now against the Chiefs. Or the winning margin in tonight's Texas Tech-Oklahoma State game, where the pregame spread right now is -6 Oklahoma State. Could land anywhere. You could have a touchdown game in the Super Bowl. Would you be shocked if either of those teams wins by 10 or more in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the Eagles.
Yeah, that if a team's built to win by 10, it's Kansas City, it's not Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So we're looking on two things here. What you think will happen tonight? Will Texas Tech be competitive? I'm to that point now with the Red Raiders. If you don't even want to give us a score prediction, you can just say Tech will keep it within 10. Tech could cover. Good teams win. Great teams cover. You're just kind of looking for, okay, be competitive. So what's that? Is that keeping it within 6? Is that keeping it? Is it a cover? 5 on the road? 10 on the road? Single digits, Which game do you think will have the bigger winning margin? Watch Tech go out and win by 20 tonight.
That'd be awesome.
That would be nice. And then you know what we could say? Hey, that's the Big 12 for you.
It does feel like a spot for that.
How far down do you need Tech to be before you feel comfortable about a comeback?
Yeah, well, at least 23. Yeah,
23 kind
of
seems to be.
Of course, they tried that against Baylor.
Yeah, and it didn't work.
They kind of just spread out more.
Maybe try that differently again. Let's get a few text messages going, and we'll get to some of the other interesting things on the day as well. 806-855-3712. Doughboy's checking in. He's riding on his way down to Jewett, Texas, and then don't know. He has... Doughboy has no plans today with Guns Up Trucking after that. Just going to sit there, update the logbook, take a shower, see what happens. Texter on Texas Tech and Oklahoma State tonight. 78-54 Oklahoma State, if we are lucky. I'll be watching the women's game tonight. Of course, the Lady Raiders are taking on Texas down in Austin. Tech Oklahoma State's an ESPN Plus, right?
Did I? Either that or you.
Let's double check on that very quickly. So I think I can pull that up moderately quickly. Let's see. ESPN Plus, yeah, is what's listed on the tech release. So fire up the old computer or whatever you're going to utilize to watch the game tonight. Okay, now we're saying greatest player. We're already having problems with some of the texters who don't pay attention.
Oh.
We're saying greatest team sports player of all time. Not the UConn women's basketball team. No, that's a team. We don't want the greatest team. We want the greatest player. Some days, Rob, I just feel like nobody's listening to me. I feel like a teacher in front of the class, and I just, you know, people just staring back at me. Is this going to be on the test? It's the greatest team player of all time. I wonder how many people in our audience consider LeBron James the greatest NBA player of all time.
I would say close to zero.
You think? I don't know. Would depend, maybe.
I don't think so.
I don't. There are a lot of. I know a lot of people, particularly that skew on the younger side.
No, I don't think so.
You know, the 40 and under crowd. That's kind of their wheelhouse guy, right? All right, we'll see what people get. I've kind of got a list in my mind on some of this. You look at Wayne Gretzky. If your name is the great one, you've got a chance to be a part of this conversation. Baseball's tough because of a few different ads. It's such a big team. But for me, I still consider Willie Mays the greatest baseball player of all time. Power, speed, defense, anything you needed, average. The Say Hey Kid, I consider him the greatest baseball player. Football's really hard. I mean, we were talking last week about the quarterbacks, right? And just trying to break it down from a quarterback standpoint. What if the greatest football player of all time isn't a quarterback? And it's highly likely, if not likely, it's very probable, could be probable, that the greatest football player wasn't a quarterback. That it was a linebacker, that it was a running back. Hell, it could have been an offensive lineman. So how does it break down for you today? The greatest team sports player of all time. Who gets on your list? Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you're on, the ones you're off. We can get your Texas Tech, Oklahoma State predictions for tonight. And then the Super Bowl hype question. The bigger winning margin will come from which of these two games? Either Tech, Oklahoma State tonight in Stillwater or the Super Bowl with the Eagles and the Chiefs. 806-855-3712. Jam up the text line. Quick break. Come right back at you. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. It's 11:20. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you until 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in the Hubaplex Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports. Question of the day, who's the greatest team sports player of all time? Of all the team sports, who's the GOAT of the GOATs? LeBron passing Kareem last night. Did you happen to catch any of that? Or were you glued to the State of the Union address last night?
I was glued to the back of my eyelids.
Yeah, that's probably a good call on both fronts. The weird thing about that so it happens with 10 seconds left in the third, right? Why didn't they just play the next 10 seconds and do the ceremony instead of just stopping the game then? You see what I'm saying? What would they have done if he'd broken it in the fourth period? Never know what to call them, periods or quarters, fourth period, with like 10 seconds to go in the game, and it's a two-point game. You really tell me you're going to stop the game for... Oh, well, either way. So with that, with Brady retiring, we want you to give us who you think is the greatest team sports player of all time. Bandwagon Wednesday as well. Texas Tech, Oklahoma State tonight. Give us some predictions in the series where Oklahoma State's won four of the last five, 5-26 all time at Gallagher-Iba, and they enter into tonight 6-point favorites. Also, Super Bowl hype question. This depends on how you think either one of those games is going to go. A little analysis. Bigger winning margin will it be in tonight's Tech-Oklahoma State game or in the Super Bowl? All right, 806-855-3712. One texter on the question of the day going with Magic Johnson. Now I go into texture, just says Magic Johnson. That's all you need to say. You don't need to say anything else. Who Magic might be the greatest basketball player of all time. It's easy to forget how good he was, how versatile, doing things that, okay, play point guard. That's no problem. Okay, you need to play post in the playoffs? Yeah, we can do that. That's no problem. We'll do it in the finals. And for the longest time, I was unpopular with a certain set of my friends because I would just adamantly say Magic better than Jordan, Magic better than Michael. And I still subscribe to that.
More versatile?
On a couple of levels, yeah, more versatile. Another texter, Magic and Larry have to be right up there, absolutely. Working in Larry Bird. Texter, now this is a take, this is a spin here. I'm saying greatest team sports player of all time. They come at me with Daryl Johnston, Dallas Cowboys lead blocker Emmitt Smith. The quintessential team player. The fullback is the ultimate team player. Tomorrow's power ranking day. You could power rank fullbacks if you want to. It could be. And then we'd have to explain to certain people of a certain age exactly what a fullback is, what they used to do, how teams used to have them and work with them and all that sort of fun stuff. 806-855-3712. You're giving us the greatest team sports player of all time. All teams, any league that features a team, who would you put on that pedestal? Who's on your podium? The dreaded Mount Rushmore. Sports talk radio, discussion talk standard. It's also bandwagon day. The bandwagons you're on, the bandwagons you are off. A lot of Texas Tech basketball. And then, I guess, Rob, did you see the Dennis Dodd story today about the Pac-12? They've got it figured out now.
SMU?
Yeah, Dodd writing today. And today, Klavkov is in Dallas touring SMU. Says the Pac-12 may need to commit to conference expansion first before achieving its compensation target in a new media rights deal. Sources with knowledge of the situation tell CBS Sports. In an effort to return to 12 members following the departures of USC and UCLA, the Pac-12 has focused its efforts on evaluating San Diego State and SMU. Pac-12 Commissioner George Klavkov has already toured San Diego State. CBS Sports previously learned he's planning to visit SMU on Wednesday, according to Brett McMurphy. And here's the fun part. Here's the visionary part. The Pac-12's next media rights deal will be heavily reliant on a digital streaming partner. Significantly more than half of each season's Pac-12 football games will primarily be available via streaming as part of the conference's next rights deal, sources tell CBS Sports. So they've given up.
It's pretty amazing.
They've given up. And this is a suicide pact if you are the Four Corner Schools or anybody else to go down this road. That you will virtually ensure that the Pac-12 will be the least paid, least watched, least cared about conference of all the major conferences now. George Klavkov, right now, I think he's looking out for George. He's trying to keep a job as a commissioner. No offense to our friends at SMU.
Why did it take them so long to decide this?
Because I don't think they have any leadership. Well, let me rephrase that. I think they have bad leadership. I think their university presidents have their head in the sand regarding the reality of who they are and where they are and what they could do and what they should do. But San Diego State doesn't get the San Diego market, and they're in it.
Right.
SMU doesn't get the Metroplex market, and they're in it.
Yeah.
This idea of just because you have the, quote, footprint is becoming laughable. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, the AAC, did they not have a strong Texas footprint?
They did.
How'd that work out? How's that working out? just go ahead, do it if you want to, because it will ensure the continued demise of that league.
And what's crazy is the Big 12 did the same thing, but they did it immediately. The Pac-12 waited 2 years.
Yeah.
And they could have had Texas Tech and Oklahoma State in Kansas.
Right.
Instead, they're going to get San Diego State and SMU.
Nice move. Visionary. And the stuff about the streaming, I mean, if that's what you're holding out to SMU.
Is that Amazon Prime?
Either Amazon Prime or perhaps Yahoo, perhaps
Apple.
Apple, any of those.
Yahoo.
Well, there are reports that Yahoo wants to get a footprint started in some sports broadcasting.
Yahoo.com?
Yahoo Sports, Yahoo, yeah.
Yahoo. Yeah. What is the Pac-12 getting into Yahoo and doing streaming on Yahoo would be...
Wouldn't it be perfect?
Pac-12.
Yeah. So that's where we are now. It's just amazing to me. Amazing to me how that is playing out. But if you're Arizona, how can you sign that deal? Right?
Yeah.
If you're Arizona State, if you're any of the schools that have options, and Brett Yormark is still out there saying, might have options here.
But again,
we're open
for
business.
If you're the Big 12, why?
And it goes back to the basketball topic we discussed earlier this week with Gonzaga. Okay, why do you have to do it now? Now the Big 12 doesn't have to. You could. And maybe there are some execs at Fox and ESPN and otherwise that are saying, well, if you've got exactly these four schools, you can drive the number a little bit, but you don't have to do it now.
And if they lose them to streaming, if you can't play them at all because they're gone,
yeah,
maybe that does incentivize a little bit. But
maybe. 806-855-3712. Greatest team sports player of all time. Give us the bandwagons you're on, the bandwagons you're off. Super Bowl hype today. Bigger winning margin, the Super Bowl or Tech Oklahoma State tonight? 806-855-3712. Back to your text messages after this. It's 11:35, you got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Breaux. We take you to 1 o'clock in the Arctic Air Studios on Talk 103.9 FM News, Money Sports here in the Hubaplex. Then, it's the Rob Breaux Show from 1 to 2, Monday through Friday on Talk 103.9. Be sure and get that app, kkm.com, listen anywhere. I love our folks down in San Angelo, listening in, texting in on ESPN 960. 806-855-3712, it's Bandwagon Wednesday, the sports or otherwise bandwagons that you have found yourself on or off this week. We've got Texas Tech basketball, of course, taking on Oklahoma State tonight. 6-point dogs on the road are the Red Raiders. Super Bowl hype question. Which will be the bigger winning margin? The game tonight, Tech and Oklahoma State, or the Super Bowl matchup? Of course, now you got to decide a little game script for you. All right, can Tech keep it close? I should really try to refrain from just completely being defeatist attitude. That's what I'm at now, Rob. Can Tech keep it close? Can Tech play a competitive game? Or, let's say Tech blows them out. Are you worried about that on the other side? Then with the Chiefs and the Eagles, many people thinking, obviously, this is going to be a tight game based on the point spread. I'm going to talk myself into Kansas City fairly easily. By the time this game kicks off, I have no doubt I'm going to do that. That by the time it rolls around, it's going to be Chiefs easy on the money line. Chiefs by 10. I'm going to talk myself into it. Texters are on the text line answering questions, posing questions, being questionable in their behavior. 806-855-3712. Should Bo Jackson or Deion be there in your two opinions? We have two opinions. I have two opinions or the opinion of us two? Jackson is hard, man, because the early career truncated by injury. He was really, really good football, pretty darn good baseball. Sanders, probably better on the football field than on the baseball diamond. Your last, I say last, but your last two, I think, pretty high profile two sport guys that we have seen play at that level. I have a hard time. I mean, I can't move either one of those guys up, even singularly in a singular sport. But they're obviously two of the best two-way players that we've ever seen. Jackson makes my list probably, if we were just going to go greatest athlete, right? Just physical, could do anything, that Bo Jackson in the last 50 years, if you want to have that discussion, then yeah. But the career ends too early for me to put him at the top of the list when we say the greatest team sports player of all time.
You have to give Dion a little bit. Baseball, pretty good.
Yeah.
Played offense and defense.
Yeah.
Was a special teams Hall of Famer.
Yep.
I mean, he literally did everything.
Yeah. A jack of all trades, a master of none, maybe. Although, at his prime, no pun intended, as good a cover corner.
Yeah, I was about to say.
As good a cover corner as anybody was playing in the NFL.
And one of the all-time best returners.
Yep.
So he's the master of two.
Well, okay. I'll give him two areas there. Are you trying to talk me into putting Deion Sanders as the greatest team sports player of all time? Coach Prime?
I'm not trying to talk you into anything.
Boulder, Colorado?
If you're talking about a guy who did multiple things,
yeah,
he would certainly be one of them.
Texter, do neither of you, I don't know if it's supposed to be neither or either, it's a voice text, do neither of you believe in strength by numbers when thinking of adding pack schools?
No. I've talked through this a bunch of times. Yeah. Here's the most basic point. If in college football, in 2 years, your conference gets an automatic playoff participant for winning the league
mm-hmm.
in the expanded playoff, you're only watering down your chance to be in the playoff by adding more teams. And if your TV contract currently is each school gets the same amount of money, no matter how many schools you add, that's the thing in the contract, then why add more schools? If it doesn't increase money, if it decreases the team's chances who are already here to be in the playoff, why add? What's the benefit of more teams?
Yeah, the playoff expansion. In the playoff, I think we'll expand even more. But the playoff expansion, that changed the landscape. And the Big 12 steadied itself, as you have pointed out, by immediately getting to 14 with the best four available at the time. At the time is the key phrase, that the networks agreed added value to the Big 12, and the Big 12 got a better TV deal than their previous deal. The Big 12 is solid right now. The Big 12 doesn't have to add anybody. And to your point, if you do add them, it's four more mouths to feed and dilutes your chances of getting into the playoff.
And quite frankly, it dilutes your conference.
Yeah.
Unless you're kicking out a couple of schools you just brought in.
Yeah, which ain't happening.
There's no reason to be at 16. And unless the Pac-12 dies and the Big Ten goes to 20 and the SEC goes to 20 and the ACC expands, like, okay, now you're talking about keeping up again. But I think 12 with everyone else having 16 is fine.
You can just let the Pac-12 die on the vine. Now, if you're the Big 12, you can just let it wither.
Right. And you're in a good position to pick up the rest.
Yeah, and
a few of them.
When it falls apart, however many years on down the road, hey, it may fall apart. They may never get there on this deal. Because, again, what's the upside if you're Arizona? I'm just going to use Arizona right now. What's the upside to Arizona or Oregon agreeing to this? What does it get them? Why don't they take a cue from what the Big 12 did? Mainly through bumbling nature of commissioners and otherwise. But when the Big 12 stayed at 10, the money was okay. It wasn't great.
Yeah, but if the money is better with 12, then they need to get back to 12.
Yeah.
So you're already at 12, and your money doesn't grow with more teams.
Yeah,
and their money would grow with more teams. I don't know how it grows with SMU and San Diego
State.
Okay,
that's the deal. Where's the value? That's not driving anything.
Maybe they've been told you need a certain amount of inventory, and you don't have inventory without those two schools.
And that's probably closer to the reality that it's not so much they're bringing much to the table. It's just you got to play some games.
Right.
You just got to have some people to play against. And, you know, of course, in the rabid, rabid fan base of SMU and San Diego State, my goodness, who would want to add those atmospheres right now? Texter says, I'm not a fan of his, and I hate saying it, but I'd say LeBron James is the best team sports player. Fourth in most NBA assists all time, more than Magic Johnson, Steve Nash, won at least a championship, three teams. Bill Russell would like to have a word, by the way. When it comes to that, text a random bandwagon I'm on, putting Mac sauce on every burger and chicken sandwich available at McDonald's. Mac sauce.
All right.
I don't think I've ever had Mac sauce.
Big Mac sauce?
Just, I guess, is that what it is? Just the Thousand Island dressing, basically. But Big Mac sauce on everything. Huh. Knock yourself out. Give me more. The Quarter Pounder is one of the few burgers that I like both mustard and ketchup on at the same time. And I don't know why. I don't know if my brain was just kind of conditioned to that.
Right.
But for the most part, I just want mustard on a hamburger. But the Quarter Pounder with cheese, a Royale, that one works with both mustard and ketchup. Wendy's burgers are inherently better with mayonnaise than they are with mustard for some reason. I don't know why that is the case. It's the only burger, basically, I'll eat that has mayo on it. The Mac sauce. Can you get that in a packet? I'm not being funny here. I don't go to McDonald's, obviously, very often, as you can tell.
I have no idea.
Okay, so Texter needs to let us know.
I think you just asked for it at the counter.
Okay, maybe so. I thought maybe they had it in packets or something, Chick-fil-A sauce or anything. Either way. 806-855-3712. 1-2. That's 806-855-3712. Greatest team sports player of all time. We are also looking at Texas Tech and Oklahoma State tonight. Oklahoma State, 6-point favorites in the game. And we tied that into the Super Bowl. Which game do you think will have a bigger winning margin? The Super Bowl or tonight's Tech-Oklahoma State game? And I, as I said earlier, I am completely talking myself into Chiefs big. I really am. Because I bought into, Rob, you opened my eyes to the fraudulent nature that is the Philadelphia Eagles this year. No team in the history of sports has had an easier path to play any championship game.
Since week one.
Everything about that schedule is fraudulent. All their wins are fraudulent. I mean, Kansas City, look what Kansas City had to get through to get there. Yep. Compare that. They did everything but play the 27 Yankees. This game could be over by halftime.
I mean, they didn't have a great schedule either, but they had a top 10 schedule.
But they had to defeat a nemesis.
Yeah.
They had to defeat a nemesis on the way.
I mean, they had to beat Joe Burrow. And
at Burrowhead.
The Eagles had to beat Daniel Jones, who was much better this year.
He was.
And Brock Purdy and Joe Johnson. Brock Purdy without an elbow for half the game.
Yeah, I mean, you've brought me to the light on Kansas City's a better team. Texter talking about the Big 12 adding teams says, I understand that take, but for me, I would feel safer about the Big 12's future if we had more teams. Where are we if the SEC takes four Big 12 teams in a few years? Maybe I'm way off here. The SEC's done shopping in the Big 12. If the SEC shops anymore, It'll be poaching ACC. There's no more Big 12 teams that the SEC wants, needs, or otherwise will take. They're done. They're done with that. They got what they wanted. And here's how we know this. Because if they wanted more, they would have taken more. So you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about waking up one day and going, oh my God, Oklahoma State's going to the SEC. That's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. You're good. Did the Big 12 just sign a TV deal? Big 12 just signed a TV deal, I think. I'm pretty sure I remember that. You're good right now for the foreseeable future in college football, which is at any given moment 4 to 6 years.
Why does adding more schools inhibit anyone else from stealing schools you have?
Okay, you got there before I did once again.
I don't. That doesn't add any.
Doesn't add any stability.
No. In fact, it probably makes you less stable. And would you rather have the four corner schools or wait for the ACC to falter and steal a couple ACC schools? Would you rather add Miami
or Arizona?
Or Arizona?
Yeah. You don't have to take anybody. Texter says the best all-around athlete is Michael Jordan, and it's not close. But is he the greatest team sports player of all time? That is the question today. Greatest team sports player of all time. 806-855-3712. It's Bandwagon Wednesday. The bandwagons you're on or off. Could be sports. Could be Mac Sauce. And then if you want to give us some thoughts on Texas Tech and Oklahoma State tonight, we understand if you don't. But if you do, go ahead and let us know. What do you think will happen? Will Tech be competitive tonight going into 6-point dogs? 806-855-3712 on the text line. Quick break. We'll finish up hour number one of Two Strong. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
On Talk 1340, check out VSiN's catalog of original podcasts, daily and weekly programming to keep you in the know when you're on the go. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
One of the storylines heading into this year's Super Bowl, it's brother versus brother. Travis Kelce of the Chiefs, Jason Kelce of the Eagles. Who's the family rooting for? Travis said,
"It doesn't sound like they have any dilemma at hand right now. I think my brother said it yesterday, and doesn't matter how much I go against the guy, man, I'm always cheering for him just for a little bit. It's just the nature of the beast, man. I got a lot of love for that guy, and I want him to win every single game except for this one.
Philadelphia favored by 2. Kansas City plus 110 on the money line. Both teams are 16-3. The Chiefs are 7-11-1 against the spread. Get the latest lines and more at vsin.com.
Final segment, hour number one of two. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Rowe. Got you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. As you listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960 and here in the Hubaplex. Talk 103.9 FM, news, money, sports. Question of the day, we see LeBron James pass Kareem Abdul-Jabbar points-wise. We see Tom Brady retire. Who is the greatest team sports player of all time? Of all the greats, including someone named the great one, Wayne Gretzky. Who would you consider the top of the list, the greatest team sports player of all time? Of course, that means you got to boil down to who you consider the greatest player is all time in each individual sport. You go from there. There are bandwagons to be on. There are bandwagons to be off. You tell us which ones you're on, you're off this week. We got Texas Tech. Rob, I know you're kind of shocked. Not a lot of people predicting scores anymore for Texas Tech basketball games. You can tell us what you think will happen tonight in that one. Oklahoma State favored by 6. And we compare it to the Super Bowl and ask you this for the Super Bowl hype official question mandated by the Federal Communications Commission. Which game will have a bigger winning margin? Tech Oklahoma State or the Super Bowl? Which one you got on that? Anything else that's on your mind? Big 12 basketball tonight. It's Iowa State sitting there at West Virginia right now, literally, probably sitting there. What time is it there? 1 o'clock? They're all right. They're done with shoot around. Now they're back over at the hotel, and I bet it's the same team hotel that a lot of people stay at. And thank God there's a Buffalo Wild Wings and a McDonald's next to it. I'll just leave it at that. Oklahoma at Baylor. Baylor big favorites over the Sooners right now, who look like, man, Alabama was their Super Bowl. And they have not looked all that good since then.
That's what Porter Moser does.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why he was so great in the tournament is because they were always underdogs.
Right.
He's a great underdog coach, but when it's even or whatever else, he can't get it done. Now, did you see the rumors
that
he was begging begging to get to Notre Dame?
No.
Yeah, he wants that Mike Bray opening.
Oklahoma may let him go.
I wouldn't be begging him to stay.
No.
Though they like him there still. They don't really care to be in the tournament or not. And they're all more worried about going 6-6 in football anyways.
Right. Texter says, bandwagon I'm on. Easy for me to say. Lady Raider basketball. Good one to be on. Taking the Horns tonight. Moved to Lubbock 3 months ago. Wife's coworker, Anna Bailey Maupin. I'm going to games now. More people are going to games now. The attendance is improving. And just like anything, yeah, you win, people show up. And people want the Lady Raiders to be good. Fans want all Texas Tech teams. They want all the teams around her to be good. But I think a large segment of fans, they really want the Lady Raiders to be good. But it's just a hell of a lot of fun when they're good. They want it to work. They want it to work for Krista Gerlich. They want it to happen for particularly, you know, players from this area, region-wide or whatever, you know, that you want it to happen. Text her on the text line at 806-855-3712. I just can't get LeBron there. Sure, he has stats and playing forever with only 3 rings. MJ, Russell, Kareem, heck, even Curry is better, says the texter, than LeBron. Every sport has greatest of debates. I truly think the greatest of all time basketball debate is maybe the best. That you can, generationally, it's a little easier era per era to look around and go, man, those dudes would have been great no matter what.
Right.
That you don't see, you know, NFL linemen from the 60s and 70s weighing 230 pounds, 240 pounds, you know, now going up against 300-pound guys that think, I mean, running back, quarterbacks today, you know, bigger than 90% of the rosters back in the 50s and 60s, and you get the idea. But basketball, there's something about basketball that when you watch stuff, I'll go back to even to the 50s, late 50s, into the 60s, and you go, those dudes could play.
Right.
And for some of them, they're probably fundamentally better. Their fundamentals were better than what we have today for various and sundry reasons. But that I can look at Bill Russell and say, yeah. You know, I mean, it's not like Kareem played a million years ago. You don't think Kareem Abdul-Jabbar could walk out on the floor today? Well, he would tell you he could do it today and still, you know, score 15, 20 points. Yeah. So I think the basketball debate is fantastic because you can legitimize eras, not errors, eras. If you're from West Texas, them errors. Football's hard. Football may be the toughest. Baseball, a little bit easier to do. Some would say baseball is the easiest to do. I don't know.
How are those plumbers in 1972 weren't throwing 105?
No, they were not. Just Nolan. 806-855-3712. Greatest team sports player of all time. Who you got? Bandwagon Wednesday. What are you on? What are you off this week? Super Bowl hype. Bigger winning margin. The Tech-Oklahoma State game or the Super Bowl this Sunday? 806-855-3712. Take a quick top of the hour break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
Excuse me, I believe you have my stapler.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. We got you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. Congratulations to us. We've done it again. We've turned morning into afternoon with you fine folks listening in on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News, Money, Sports. Well, we've got you till 1. Then it's the Rob Bro Show from 1 to 2 Monday through Friday here on Talk 103.9. Be sure to follow him on Twitter, at Rob Bro Show. I'm just Ryan Hyatt, at Ryan Hyatt Media on Twitter. I'll come back in the evening around 6:30-ish. Online broadcast, tidy up the day with you. Highly interactive, always a lot of fun. So check it out. Follow us on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media and at Rob Bro Show. Now, it's Bandwagon Wednesday around these parts. You tell us the bandwagons you're on, bandwagons you're off. The things you're embracing, the things you're liking, the things you are not liking. It's that simple, sports or otherwise. Question of the day, greatest team sports player of all time. The GOAT of GOATs, who is it? The greatest team sport player. With LeBron passing Kareem, with Tom Brady retiring, a lot of discussions, obviously, about the greatest in individual sports. Okay, well, if we looked at every sport, all the sports out there, all the team sports out there, who's the best of the best? Who would be that for you? Texas Tech and Oklahoma State in basketball tonight. You can give us your thoughts, score predictions on that, what we might see, what we might not see, and we tie that into the Super Bowl hype question, which is, what do you think will be bigger, the winning margin in tonight's Tech-Oklahoma State game or the winning margin Sunday night between the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs? Texas Tech, by the way, catching 7 tonight as they go into a building where they are all-time 5-26. I said earlier on in the program, and I knew that Tech hadn't had a lot of success there. I didn't know it was that bad. And you don't really hear Tech fans talk about Gallagher-Iba the way they kind of focus on places. Well, it used to be the Irwin Center, or playing in Austin. Or obviously, nobody has a great record against Kansas. Allen Fieldhouse. But yeah, this place, this Stillwater, it's been a death trap for Tech basketball for decades. First meeting, by the way, in 1938, in case you're wondering. So all of that, we have the Pac-12 expansion story out today, CBS Sports. Brett McMurphy also writing today that it's now, they got it figured out. It's all going to be about the streaming. It's all plastics and ball bearings now. It's all getting into plastics. And it's going to be on the streaming, and that's how they're going to rule the universe. And the only way it's going to work is if they add San Diego State, or is it San Diego? I can't remember. San Diego State and SMU. That's going to do the trick. Okay, if you say so, George. 806-855-3712. If we're not talking about something that you want to talk about, hit us up on that text line. One texter on the question of the day saying, it's Michael Jordan. He could be. I mean, obviously, you got to get him to greatest basketball player of all time, which for some people is a very easy conversation to have. I get it. I understand. Then you got to vault him over whoever you think in the other sports would be there. Is it sad that we... I wonder how many decades back we would have to go to where having this discussion, people are legitimately throwing out Major League Baseball players as greatest team sports player of all time. Are we going DiMaggio? Are we going Mickey? Are we going, like I say, I maintain that Willie Mays, I think, is the greatest baseball player of all time. Do we get to the 60s? Is it the 60s, 70s? Maybe the last time that anybody would be saying that the greatest baseball player of all time is the greatest team sports player of all time. Because right now, it doesn't even get on the radar for a lot of people. You'd have more people saying Wayne Gretzky.
Well, baseball still, I know it's a team sport, but it feels so individual.
Yep.
Because you're at the plate by yourself. You're pitching by yourself. Mm-hmm. No hitters and all that are very much a team stat because you have to have the defense behind you to figure it out. But when I'm talking about team sports, I don't often think baseball first.
Right.
It's not like basketball where everybody's working together on the floor, or football where everybody has to do their job on every play. In baseball, the right fielder might not touch the ball the entire game. Coach or Tadlock, even get an opportunity.
Coach Tadlock might disagree with you on some of this. Got to hit the relay, man. Cut off, man. It's team sport. Oh, well. I know what you mean, though. But I'm just talking about more the American landscape, the sports landscape, how far back you would go. Because there would have been a time, obviously, when baseball was the national pastime. Roy, this game. Ray, not Roy. I don't know. Maybe 60s might be the last time anybody would say a baseball player was the greatest team sports player of all time. Now, you're going to love this one, Rob. Here you go. Texter wants to know, do you worry, first off, I don't, do you worry about the Big 12 being a glorified whack? We've lost all that really mattered nationally in football. TCU would not have made it without OU and UT, in my opinion. I know it will be more competitive, but still, I'm a tad worried. You need to unworry yourself. You need to unworry. I don't know how many more times we've got to say it.
The contract's signed. I don't care what he thinks. Right?
Yeah.
The contract is signed.
Don't worry. You're not the WAC. The WAC doesn't have the best basketball conference in America. The WAC does not have a guaranteed spot at the table in the expanded playoff. I don't know how to make it more plain. The Big 12 going forward will always have its champion in there, and most likely, I believe, will have two teams in the college football playoff as it goes to 12, and certainly when it goes to 16, which will happen toot sweet. I don't know how long that is, but I like saying toot sweet. And I don't understand the point about it. TCU wouldn't get there if it wasn't for OU and UT. What does that mean? OU was a 6-win team. OU drug down the Big 12 this year. I think it's a testament, actually, to how the Big 12 is viewed, that Texas wasn't all that, and Oklahoma was an average team, and TCU was one of the four selected. They weren't guaranteed anything. They were guaranteed nothing, and they were still in there. I don't understand the worry. I don't get it. Why have we conditioned ourselves that way, Rob? What have we done to ourselves? Not me and you, because we're incredibly smart. But what have we done here in the Big 12 over the years? Is this a battered dog syndrome? Is this some sort of personal thing that people have that they just don't think they're good enough individually? Where is it coming from?
Yeah, there's still a small segment, and this guy, I believe, is the guy that texts in all the time about wanting to be in the SEC, that truly believes the national media when they say that the SEC is so much better than everyone else top to bottom in football. And the Big Ten is making more money than you, so they're better at football too. And the Big 12 is just far and away the worst. The Big 12 is quite easily the third best football conference.
And it's not even close.
And in a lot of ways, in a lot of metrics and analytics, they're better top to bottom than the SEC.
Agreed.
They're better top to bottom than the Big Ten. It's just the Big Ten and the SEC are so much more top heavy that they get leaned on, and quite frankly, they've been around longer, and so they get the national recognition, and they're in a better spot in the country.
Yep.
On the coast and in the north.
Yeah. I love the syntax, though, using the word worry. Why would you worry?
Why are you worried on February 8th, 2023 about anything football related? And conference expansion related. I don't know why we're having this conversation today.
Because of Brett McMurphy, Dennis Dodd.
Well, but that doesn't have anything to do with the Big 12.
No. Big 12 now gets to sit back and watch and laugh. If you're a fan of a Big 12 school, man, the hay's in the barn. You got your money. You're set. Life is good for the next 5-6 years or whatever it's going to be. And then every 5 or 6 years, you're going to have change and whatever in the landscape of college professional sports. I don't even know if we'll call it college sports anymore at some point. I don't worry about it. But yeah, if you're in Big 12 country, as they said on Seinfeld, you got hand. You're there. You're the SEC. You're the Big Ten. You got paid. You got your money. You're set. You got your teams coming in. The rules change. You don't have to expand to be viable. And in fact, expansion might make you less viable than sitting there with your 12 teams going forward. I don't get it. I don't get where these people are getting their information. A lot of these people just need to listen to us. You only pay attention to sports radio from 11 to 2 every day. That's it. Don't listen to anything else. Don't read anything else. Only get your information from us. You'll be much happier. Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712, talking about greatest team sports player of all time, says greatest team player, Bill Russell, a close second. Yogi Berra, who all Yogi did was just show up in a Yankee uniform and start winning World Series and winning World Series and winning World Series and winning World Series. And versatile player, catcher, left fielder. But when your name is Yogi, you don't get credit for being a great athlete. Great athlete. From the Hill there in St. Louis, by the way. Yeah, Bill Russell. And I don't know, you know, he passed, I guess, over this last year. I think that was right. So, you know, there was a lot of people that I think were getting exposed to his history, his greatness, his legacy, if not for the first time, but with just more of a deeper understanding. Oh, wow, yeah, he won a bunch of titles with the Celtics. Yeah, he did a lot more than that. That I can go there. I can go there with people who want to say, Bill Russell, greatest basketball player of all time. Bill Russell, greatest team sports player of all time. No, I don't mind being a part of that conversation whatsoever because he's just that good, that impactful. 806-855-3712. You can also give us, as we said, the bandwagons you're on. Doesn't have to be sports related. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Are you still on the Texas Tech men's basketball bandwagon? Are you kind of off the bandwagon a little bit? Maybe on the bandwagon, but sort of near the edge? Or is it just, it's almost baseball time here in Lubbock, and Texas Tech will be playing Gonzaga next Friday, and you just kind of and that's what some of my friends that I talked to are like, just kind of putting basketball in a box right now. Not, you know, just not going to invest anything emotionally in it. Whatever happens, happens, and that they just want the year to be over. A lot of them are turning their attention to Lady Raiders, too, quite frankly, right now, which is a good thing for that program. But that a lot of them just, and that's the dreaded thing, man, that you go from passion to apathy so quick. And apathy is worse than anything. Now, I think right now, a lot of Texas Tech fans on the men's basketball side are just like, whatever. And call me when it's over. Let's see what happens. We'll see who stays. We'll see who goes. We'll see what the team looks like. But just not investing much more on it and already shifting mindset to baseball. You guys can get on the text line. We're doing up our first time out of hour number two with LeBron James passing Kareem last night with Brady retiring. Give us who you consider to be the greatest team sport player of all time. Greatest team sport player all time is what we want there. And then Super Bowl hype question ties into tonight's game. What will have the bigger winning margin, tonight's Tech-Oklahoma State basketball game or the Super Bowl on Sunday? You got to figure out how both those games you think are going to go. 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you till 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. ESPN 960 San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM News Money Sports. The show rolls on till 1, and then it's the Rob Bro Show, 1 to 2, Monday through Friday on Talk 103.9. If you're outside the area, you download that app, KKM.com. You listen, you contribute on the text line, 806-855-3712. Question of the day, greatest team sports player of all time. Super Bowl hype, bigger winning margin, Tech-Oklahoma State game tonight or the Super Bowl on Sunday. How do you think the Red Raiders perform tonight, trying to get a second Big 12 win? 6-point road dogs there in Stillwater. And Bandwagon Wednesday, the bandwagons you're on, the bandwagons you are off, sports or otherwise. So jump in, plenty of room for you, 806-855-3712. One texter saying, definitely been off the Tech men's basketball bandwagon since 0-3. Baseball, anyone? Friday. Gonzaga. All right, I just saw this story during the break and a quick scan of it, and something's not adding up here one way or the other. I don't know which way it's not adding up, but this one right now is not passing the sniff test. Yahoo Sports reporting Super Bowl 2023, Michael Irvin pulled from NFL Network after misconduct allegations. And I hate having to read everything, but sometimes you got to read everything, so forgive me. NFL Network pulled former Cowboys Hall of Fame wide receiver Michael Irvin from its Super Bowl coverage this week following allegations of misconduct at a hotel Sunday night. The network announced Michael Irvin will not be a part of the NFL Network's Super Bowl week coverage. Alex Reithmiller, NFL Media vice president of communications, in a statement per the Dallas Morning News. Neither the claimant, a woman, nor NFL media went into detail on the nature of the allegations. Irvin, though, told the Morning News that he doesn't remember any issue with the encounter with the woman, only that they shook hands and spoke for less than a minute in the hotel lobby. Irvin says, honestly, I'm a bit baffled with it all. This all happened in a 45-second conversation in the lobby when I got back after going out. I came into the lobby, and I talked to somebody. I talked to this girl, don't know her, and I talked to her for about 45 seconds. We shook hands, then I left. That's all I know. I don't really recall that any conversation, or I really don't recall that conversation, to tell you the truth. We were out drinking. It was just a friendly conversation. What's up? I don't even know. I am totally perplexed. Something's not adding up here.
Yeah.
There's got to be more, right? I mean, I can defend people in 45 seconds or less. I have no doubt. I have done so repeatedly in my past. And probably will do it again in the future. But that's a pretty darn strong denial right there that Michael Irvin issues today to the Morning News, that we're talking a 45-second in a hotel lobby. Not now. I don't know. I don't want to speculate too much. Okay, yeah, that he might have been out drinking and had a few too many drinks. But I can't imagine what could transpire in a hotel lobby in 45 seconds that would rise to the level of the NFL Network pulling Michael Irvin from their coverage. I don't know.
They still paying him?
Yeah, I bet they do.
I don't know.
Not that I watch a whole lot of the NFL Network Super Bowl coverage or anything else. That's the deal. There's no complaint
in that story. I'm not asking in that story. I'm saying legitimately, what's the complaint?
Yeah. Well, somebody needs to come up with something.
No, I'm sure there was one. They just haven't released it yet. That's what I'm asking. What was the NFL Network told?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
Irvin's been an analyst for the network since 09, covered Super Bowl opening night on Monday. That's when he was reportedly told about his conversation with the woman. Irvin later told Shannon RJ on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas that he was told he had to change hotels following the interaction, but still doesn't know what happened. Huh.
Did he stay there? Is he going to the game?
I don't know. Irvin said Morning News, when I came into the hotel, they asked what I did, and I said I just went straight to the room. But I guess I'd met somebody in the lobby, talked to somebody in the lobby for about a minute, and then I went to my room. And then after I got up there, they said that they had to move me in the hotel. I said, move me in the hotel for what? They said, well, last night you walked in, you talked to somebody. I said, I didn't talk to anybody. I went straight to the room, and then they showed it on camera that I did talk to somebody. I talked to this girl for about a minute. I don't know about what. They didn't show it to me. They told it to me. I didn't see it, but that's why they moved me, because I guess the girl said I said something to her that minute that we talked, so they moved me.
How many drinks did he have? If he doesn't remember the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, you're Michael Irvin, man. Everybody's talking to you. I'm defending Michael Irvin in the year 2023. I'm going to totally defend from the standpoint of he's a big, huge celebrity still, particularly in around the Super Bowl in that time. People are going to know that people are stopping and talking to you and going through a hotel lobby. I can absolutely see, you know, not remembering a conversation, even if you're stone cold sober. Now, let alone, you know, maybe you had a couple of cocktails while you were out. But there's got to be more than that. But that's a massive, strong denial that Irvin is laying out here. And I'm still trying to figure out what in the world the context of and they've got it on video, so it's obviously nothing that happened in the room. That nothing else, that it's something that happened in the lobby in a 45-second exchange. My gosh. I don't know.
Did he invite her up to the room?
Obviously she didn't go. Something, though, and maybe nothing else will come out. But, man, you know, again, I'm defending Irvin here, that I hope there's more to it than that. And I mean, in even whatever conversation he had in 45 seconds.
You hope he did say something?
I can't imagine what it could be that would rise to the level. I don't know. It's so easy for people to go after celebrities, and the initial knee-jerk reaction from people like the NFL Network or otherwise, oh, yeah, we're going to pull in front of the coverage. You know? I mean, there's got to be more to it. That can't be all there is. Who knows? We'll probably never know. I can't believe I'm defending Michael Irvin. I feel like it's no longer 1996. Texter, what's your way too early Tech baseball conference standing predictions? Probably finish second or third. Does that work? Is that too early? I don't know. I'm not even sure who's playing second base and center field and what the lineup's going to look like. I think Texas Tech is probably picked right by the Big 12 coaches. They're probably going to be a top three team. I think when it's all said and done, the Big 12, you might be able to look at them, Oklahoma State and TCU, by the end of the year, pull a name out of the hat that what you do in those two series probably will determine. Now, I'll go ahead and say it. Those three teams will determine the Big 12 championship this year, that how they perform against each other. Or what you really want to know is, do I think they're going to Omaha? Isn't that really what you want to know? Isn't that the question you want to ask me? 806-855-3712. Greatest team sport player of all time. Bandwagon Wednesday. The ones you're on, the ones you're off. Super Bowl height, bigger winning margin. Tonight's Tech Oklahoma State score or the Super Bowl. 806-855-3712. Quick break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. You got Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro taking you until 1 o'clock here in the Arctic Air Studios. You listen in San Angelo on ESPN 960 here in the Hubaplex, Talk 103.9 FM. News, money, sports. Question of the day. Give us the greatest team sports player of all time. LeBron James passing Abdul-Jabbar. We had Brady retire. A lot of talk about who the GOATs are. Well, who's the GOAT of the GOATs? Who's the greatest team sports player of all time? Bandwagon Wednesday, the ones you're on, the ones you are off. It could be sports. It doesn't have to be. And then Super Bowl hype, bigger winning margin, Tech Oklahoma State game tonight or the Super Bowl. Texas Tech, Road Dogs, -6. I was kind of surprised pleasantly, Rob. And again, I guess I'm conditioning myself to this now. I was kind of pleasantly surprised that the number was only 6, that I really thought we'd see something closer to 7.5 or an 8 number. Being hung up on that with Texas Tech and Oklahoma State, but it's still -6. We may check before we get out of here to see if any money this morning has poured in on the game. So you can give us your thoughts on Tech basketball. Anything else on your mind? A lot of discussion today on the program. Pac-12 apparently, allegedly looking to expand, according to CBS. Dennis Dodd, Brett McMurphy, The Athletic, and looking at San Diego State and SMU. So that means one of our favorites, John Canzano, who covers Oregon and is part of the John Wilner Media Hype Fest for the Pac-12, has written something today that we'll maybe look at before we get out of here. Texter on the text line, 806-855-3712, says the Tech game will definitely have the biggest point difference. We'll see. We'll see. Maybe Texas Tech pulls the upset. Maybe we get a close game out of it. All right, so Canzano writing this morning. On Pac-12 expansion, when USC UCLA left the Pac-12 conference last summer, they took 6.7 million Southern California television households with them. George Klyavkov appears motivated to replace that divot. The Pac-12 has been in communication with San Diego State and SMU, where he is today, talking about Klyavkov. So, as he writes, what you need to know, the Pac-12 on a mission to replace the football inventory lost with UCLA and USC. That's 23 combined football games and a pile of men's basketball. So again, Rob, it gets back to your idea, and I do believe you are factually correct here. It's not so much the markets, it's the inventory. It's just the fact that they're trying to replace the amount of games that are being played under the banner of the Pac-12. Obviously, says San Diego State's get the Pac-12 back into Southern California. regained 1.13 million television households. Again, really? We're still playing this game. Okay.
Aren't they streaming?
Yeah, what does it matter if they're streaming? Klyakov met in December with officials at San Diego State. A conference source told me 45-minute meeting between the sides took place around Oregon's December 28 appearance in the Holiday Bowl. Adding SMU would bring the DFW market with it. That's 2.96 million TV homes. SMU does not bring the Metroplex market. Has SMU been in a conference over the last 10, 20 years? They've been in conferences, right?
Hold on. When people talk about TV and homes and everything else, that's talking about cable, right? I mean, you're getting ABC into 2.9 million homes.
Yeah.
It's not streaming, right?
Yeah. Well, I just go back to the idea of just because you have a team in a market doesn't mean you have the market. SMU's been in Dallas. How long has SMU been in Dallas now?
150 years.
SMU's never delivered that market. They didn't do it to the Southwest Conference. They didn't do it to whatever WAC, whatever. No, it doesn't work that way. You know who delivers the Metroplex? Texas Tech, Texas A&M, Oklahoma. That's who delivers it. They continue to not get that. No, they get it. They just like spinning it a different way. You know? Just reading through the Canzano. Why did you allow me to read Canzano on the air?
Well, you said you were going to do it.
I know. By the way, Fresno State, short interactions with the Pac-12 per a well-placed conference source. No Klyavkov visit yet, though. The Central Valley of California includes 2.3 million TV homes. That's attractive, but Fresno's close proximity to the Bay Area makes Stanford and Cal uneasy. Let me read that again. Stanford and Cal are uneasy about the sleeping giant that is Fresno State. Oh, by the way, he's also telling us today that the Big 12, no, he wonders, he pontificates. John Canzano wonders. I wonder if the Big 12 would look hard at Fresno State and Boise State as future expansion additions. Doing so would add 2.8 million total TV homes and get Brett Yormark's conference into that fourth window he likes to talk about. I think both schools would prefer to be in the Pac-12, but the Big 12 isn't a bad fallback for either. Keep an eye out there. John, if the Big 12 wanted them, they'd be in the Big 12.
Boise State has had 42 opportunities to be in the Big 12, and they've not gotten in yet.
Uh-uh.
I do not want Boise State in any world to join the Big 12. That doesn't help anyone except for Boise State.
Exactly. Same with Fresno.
Yeah. There's some benefit to San Diego State. Just because you get to go to San Diego.
Yeah, just from a selfish standpoint, you know?
Not because of the TV households, just the trips for the fan bases.
The whole footprint idea just is laughable to me. So you're telling me, right? You're telling me that all of a sudden, scads of people in the Metroplex are going to start watching Cal and Stanford because SMU's in that conference, right? That's what you're telling me? They don't watch SMU. But all of a sudden, the average Joe college sports fan in the Metroplex is going, "Hey, you know SMU plays in that conference out there west. Let's watch Oregon and Arizona State tonight." It doesn't work that way. It doesn't. Unless you're truly, truly a dominant media footprint team like USC in Los Angeles, yes. Yes, USC in Los Angeles. Yeah, SMU in Dallas. No. No, you're not. Anyway. Fun to watch. And I don't know. It's just another. Jason Shear is another good follow again right now on all of this. His his Twitter feed as he covers Arizona has been funny the last 24 hours because of the disdain that he is showing for just all of the whole process. Like streaming, and don't get me wrong, streaming is going to be a component for every conference going forward.
Right.
But the Pac-12 in this case is talking about making it the dominant.
Yeah, tier one.
Tier one streaming.
And you said Yahoo?
Well, they're out there getting into the space. They're not there yet, but they've been talking about that for a couple of years. You're going to see more entities than just Apple, Amazon. You're going to see some of the sites like that try to do it.
I mean, forgive me. Yahoo's still a thing?
Yeah.
Now, I guess they have the writing.
Yeah.
But, like, they're still a legit company and not just a news website?
No, they're still a legit company out there.
What else
but
do
would
they
like
do?
To be more.
But what else do they do?
Well, I think that's it. That's what they're trying to figure out. Can they expand into this space?
Yahoo?
I'd just like to have it just because it'd be Yahoo. Texter, no one, it's Doughboy texting it. Pardon me. No one in the West Coast is staying up that late to watch Pac-12 football, much less no one in the Central time zone.
I do.
Yeah. Not guilty. Sometimes. Finish up the night. Sometimes you have to finish up the night with Hawaii, depending on how many points you're chasing and trying to get back to even sometimes on the total. Guilty as charged. 806-855-3712 to text in today. Pac-12. Just, if you're Brett Yormark, just sit back. Watch, laugh, wait for it to implode. And here in a few years, if it makes economic sense, it may or it may not, you can pick up some of the pieces of whatever happens right there. I just can't. I'm trying to get there from the standpoint of, man, if you're Arizona, if you're Oregon, why would you sign a grant of rights on this thing? Why would you do anything that would tie you to what seems to be taking place right now?
Well, they want to be with Yahoo.
Could be. San Francisco-based company, I think. Maybe that's it. And, Rob, we also have to factor this one idea in here, that multiple things can be taking place here. And we have to factor in the idea that maybe the people running the Pac-12 are the smartest people in the room right now, that they really are playing 7D chess against everybody else in the world of college athletics and media rights, and that truly, truly, you know, TV, that's going to be dead. That's so yesterday. That here in 5 or 6 years, everybody's just going to be watching the games on their wrist, on their watch. That they're really the smart ones, and that we're the dumb ones jumping in bed with people like Fox and ESPN and CBS. That we're dumb.
But all of those have streaming services.
Yes, they do.
Like, you're already there.
Yeah.
With ESPN.
How bad do you think the deal was that ESPN offered them? That this is happening right now.
Oh, it was so bad.
How are we talking in the teens, maybe?
Do you want my thoughts on how streaming will go from here?
I'd love to hear them.
Eventually, everyone will break off into their own streaming service.
Yeah.
And then somebody will get the idea to put all of those streaming services into one place.
Mm-hmm.
And then call it, you know, cable.
Cable?
We'll get back to that.
And it all goes back to cable again. And then you'll never get any customer service, and nobody will come repair your
it'll
streaming
be
service.
DirecTV or whatever, where it was already online and streaming. It was just all in one place.
Yeah. I can't wait to find out, because we'll find out that if this is taking place, and this is taking place because basically they were told by networks, you've got to give us more product. You've got to do something. We don't really want to work with you right now. What do you think? 18? 17 million per team, maybe, is what was being proffered up to them. Less than half of what Texas Tech is getting. If the Pac-12 is concerned about TV sets and markets, then SMU and Rice are perfect. Big 12 can poach Arizona and Colorado and call it done. Yeah, TV sets. Nobody watching the TV sets. Just the TV sets themselves. Got to take the final time out of the day. Give you a chance to get back in on the discussion. Greatest team sports player all time. Who is it? We talked about Brady retiring last week. We talked about LeBron James passing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar last night. Who's the greatest team sport player in your humble opinion today? 806-855-3712. Whatever else is on your mind, it's on the program. We'll take the break. It's Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro.
The talk.
Final segment of the day, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland featuring Rob Bro. Got you till 1 in the Arctic Air Studios as you listen on ESPN 960 in San Angelo and in Lubbock. Talk 103.9 FM, news, money, sports. Rob Bro Show rolls your way 1 to 2, Talk 103.9. Get the app, KKM.com, if you live outside the area. Greatest team sports player of all time. The question of the day, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State tonight. If you got thoughts on that, text in. Super Bowl hype, bigger winning margin, Tech, Oklahoma State. Tonight or the Super Bowl, which game will be decided by more points? Pac-12 expansion discussions today, and then whatever else may be on your mind. 806-855-3712. I am on a bandwagon again, and we were reinforced on this one more time last night. I am on the high school basketball needs a 45-second shot clock desperately. Rob, did you see the final from Anadarko and Weatherford last night in Oklahoma?
I did.
4-2 in a scintillating game. 2-0 at halftime. A turnover was forced in the second half. And then I think it was Anadarko, maybe it was Weatherford, one of the two, had a chance to win it with a three-point shot at the end that was a brick. And the game goes down 4-2. Can we have...
Anadarko.
Was it Anadarko?
Yeah.
Okay. 45-second shot clock. It's stupid that we don't have a shot clock in high school basketball.
So I was trying to read into this story. I think Anadarko did this to force the shot clock onto the Oklahoma's coaches.
Really? It was not a stunt, but a stunt.
No, it was. Yeah, I think it was a protest.
Yeah?
Good. I think.
I hope that's the case.
Because there was a vote that didn't pass last year or in January for Oklahoma to have a 35-second shot clock that was not passed, like a marginal not
right.
passing. And then they did this. But it also said that one team was 18-1, the other one was 2-3. That doesn't make any sense.
It would be the 2-3 team I'd be thinking that would be holding the ball.
Yeah, but why does one team have 5 games and one team has 19 games?
Maybe they played in Hawaii.
So Anadarko, yes, is the team that was 2-3 allegedly and held the ball the entire game.
Yeah.
Weatherford scored 2 buckets off of steals. And then they tried to get a final shot off, did Anadarko at the end of the game for a 3 to win, but could not do it.
Shot clock, so desperately needed.
Have you been a part of a game, a high school girls or boys game, that had this happen?
Not to that extent, but I've seen them freeze it out, and it's horrible.
I have not called one, but there have been games on this station that have had full quarters.
Yeah.
And... As tough as that is for a player or a...
Yeah, as a broadcaster, you're just reading War and Peace over there.
As a fan, can you imagine this Anadarko Weatherford call on the game?
You know, I'd be embarrassed to coach a game like that. As a coach, I would be embarrassed.
Well, why are you not pressing?
Yeah.
I would just start fouling or what? Like,
well, I just... be embarrassed to say that, one, my team is so horrible that we can't even play the game.
But why are you just letting them stand there? That's both coaches.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, and if on the other side, hey, I'm gonna hound you.
Somebody put the full game up on TikTok. It sped up.
Yeah.
It is hilarious.
They've got to change the rule. Got to do it. Texter Monty says, greatest team sports player ever, Nolan Ryan. Heck, he made teams good and bad afterwards with just the Nolan Ryan jinx and all the voodoo and stuff that he put on teams and everything else, right? So I'm still – sorry, my brain's still on the shot clock. How can anybody be opposed to it?
That's
– you know?
It's pretty
– In 2023 – you know, how could anybody be opposed to it?
Of course, you can't find, like, real box scores. I was trying to find splits and everything else of who had the ball and time of possession and all that. I'm sure somebody could go through and do it. I'm sure it will be done, but...
Yeah, one texter saying LHS did that to Cooper girls a couple of years ago.
Yes, I believe that's the game I was thinking of.
Is that the game you're thinking of?
Full quarter.
Yeah. I'd be embarrassed.
I want to say Tucker might have called the game.
Bless his heart.
Or at least did it on the board.
Right. You know, what do you say while you're calling the game?
Yeah.
Still standing there.
Johnson to back Jimenez. Jimenez to Johnson. Working around the corner.
Well, at least you can get all your live reads.
Perimeter then. Passing. By the way, tip-off was brought to you by Germ Blast.
Get all the live.
Keep the fight out of the body.
Get all Germ Blast the live today. Reads in on it. It should extend all. I think it should extend all the way down into middle school as well. Give them a shot clock. Learn how to play the game. Learn how to play. Maybe I could say maybe in middle school, maybe like a minute shot clock or whatever. You know?
When it's crazy. No, just keep it the same, whatever it is. But the problem is, right, with a lot of these smaller schools, well, we can't afford it.
Oh, and that's such garbage. That's such BS.
You can afford it.
And it's just a matter of your priorities. You got plenty of money. It's just what you want to spend it on.
Yeah. And you can buy just a standalone shot clock with a button.
Yep.
You just have to have the guy to push the button.
It's not hard. Doesn't have to be hardwired into the official's whistle or anything like that. You can just have the person do it. It is not hard to do. Yeah, I chuckle when I hear things like, oh, well, it's just too cost prohibitive. That would cost the state of Texas hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yeah, go see what they spend the money on. All right, top of the hour break. Well, I guess it is technically a top of the hour break. We're breaking till tomorrow here. Rob Bro's show is waiting for you on the other side. We'll have a very large show tomorrow, either or Thursday, more Super Bowl hype. And we'll recap what Texas Tech does tonight against the Oklahoma State Cowboys. I'll be back to you tonight around 6:30-ish or so, give or take. Follow us on Twitter, at Ryan Hyatt Media. For Rob Bro, I'm Ryan Hyatt. We'll see you Thursday in Raiderland.
Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland, a presentation of the Texas Town Square Media Network.